Russian President Vladimir Putin has welcomed his Yemeni counterpart in Moscow. The two leaders talked about various issues surrounding Yemen. Russia pledged its support to help solve ongoing problems in the country.
Russia will do everything in its power to help and support you, to create the conditions for the reconstruction and development of your country, to raise living standards and create good living conditions for your friendly nation.
Yemen saw revolution unfold in 2011, which was initially against high unemployment, economic conditions and corruption. The country managed to avoid going into civil war and agreed to the Persian Gulf Initiative, which resulted in a peaceful handover of power and saw a transfer of presidency.
We achieved this through great effort, as over a six-month period, there was a real threat of a split in the army and in security agencies. But a peaceful solution became possible. We were able to form a coalition government and later held elections for which consensus candidates were nominated.
Last month, Yemen launched a national dialogue to decide whether the country will become a presidential or parliamentary republic. The dialogue will go on for 6 months, and it involves representatives from the ruling party, the opposition, and the civil society.
I have a lot of faith in the national dialogue. It has started already, and there are many opinions. But all sides are prepared to listen to each other and find a compromise. We want to build a fair and democratic state and avoid a civil war or a split of our country.
The foreign minister says that Yemen is hoping that the five permanent members of the UN Security Council will take similar stances on the situation in Yemen. This year, Russia and Yemen will mark 85 years of bilateral relations. The two countries enjoy close and friendly ties when it comes to political and economic cooperation. During this visit, the Yemeni delegation has also held talks with Russian business leaders in the energy and military sectors and has arranged for a group of Russian companies to visit Yemen in May. Julia Lubova, Press TV, Moscow.